The Bill O'Reilly Fantasy. I don't understand how the O'Reilly Factor and the Radio Factor are still on the air. By that I mean allowed to stay on the air. The amount of misinformation that's disseminated from the host, Bill O'Reilly, is so vast and consistent that you wonder what it would take. What absolutely 100% wrong, quote, fact, unquote, that Bill O'Reilly cites that becomes the basis for a 20-minute diatribe in which his audience is encouraged to take his outraged position will be the straw that breaks the camel's hypocritical back. It's hard to imagine, given the egregiousness of his many errors, and I say that, that's also in quotes, I can't really think of another job where one would be allowed so many mistakes or actual lies. I mean, outside of Page Six or TMZ or various gossip sites or politicians or cereal manufacturers, lawyers, PR firms, government officials, pundits, infomercials, the tobacco companies, pharmaceuticals, Monsanto, real estate companies, Henry Kissinger. Oh, wait a minute. I get it now. In a perfect world, knowingly lying about something would be a punishable offense, but it's not. Unless you lie under oath a la Scooter Libby, you can glide through the whole process like a greased pig on a buttered slip and slide, and even then you can be pardoned. Think about it. If a history teacher at any level of teaching in any school outside of Appalachia or an Indian reservation, public or private, were to teach the same amount of completely wrong information that Bill O'Reilly dispenses each day, he or she would be rightfully fired. Then they would never be allowed to teach in America again. I mean, that shit may fly in China or Azerbaijan, but America? No thanks. We'd rather have the facts correct, please. Right? Well, maybe not. Okay, let's approach this differently. What might happen if video footage of a news or opinion show host from, say, Russia or Venezuela using the exact same tactics that Bill O'Reilly uses when engaging someone he disagrees with started making the rounds on the internet? Well, it would be used as an example of the dangers of state-run media and authoritarian government. We would watch it and be thankful we don't have that kind of thing over here. We learned our lesson with the circus sideshow that was Morton Downey Jr. and Wally George. So it is curious and frustrating that not only is Bill O'Reilly not in jail and or dead by his own contrite hand, but that, worse, he is a millionaire 100 times over. If he were to call himself a comedian, of course, he could get away with a few fact boners, as I like to call them, every once in a while, but he doesn't. He takes himself seriously. So, back in June of 2006, I had been asked to appear in studio on The O'Reilly Factor on Fox News. This was due to this very story that you are now reading, except you're not reading it. I'm reading it to you. Anywho, appearing on his show was not a decision I made lightly, nor was it made alone. I had seen firsthand Bill O'Reilly's mendacious, insulting, and really immature way that he would conduct a discussion with people he didn't agree with or even remotely like. His was well-known and documented habitually uncivil behavior, and I wondered if I wanted to put myself through that potentially frustrating and deflating experience. I consulted several people, including many past guests of Mr. O'Reilly, and after getting their takes on their experiences as well as advice, often unsolicited and imparted with passionate urgency, I called the show back and accepted their invitation. I felt a heavy sense of duty. I was the David Cross to his Goliath O'Reilly. There were numerous rules that they insisted I adhere to before I was allowed on, and these weren't just wardrobe ideas or verbal rules for a while on the set. These were written in triplicate by his lawyers and held within a 17-page waiver that I had signed and have notarized in front of 3 witnesses. Among the numerous points of interest in the waiver, you are not to mention Mr. O'Reilly's smell. It's a genetic problem that he has had since he was a teen. The clinical name is irritable syndrome, and it causes the host's body to reek as if it were rotting from within, which it is spiritually. You are not to get within 6 inches from Mr. O'Reilly's fingers. If Mr. O'Reilly starts to waggle his fingers at you, it is solely up to you and you alone to get out of the way of their path. Neither Mr. O'Reilly nor Fox News are responsible for any damages occurred from poking, pointing, and/or waggling.